Welcome to Healing Awareness Broadcast with Ebowo Akinojo. Ebowo brings the awareness of God's willingness and power to heal in her teachings, ushering in God's healing power as she does. You will be empowered by God's word and the anointing to not only receive and manifest your healing, but confidently get others healed. He
was wounded from... Welcome back to Healing Awareness. Today, we turn again to the word where God's healing power is revealed. Come with me to Psalm 91, verse 1-2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Praise God forevermore. When we hear the phrase, the secret place, some people get anxious because it sounds like something reserved for a few deep or spiritual people, something we must strive to reach or work hard to earn. But it's not like that at all. The secret place is actually an open secret. Every child of God has free entry, free access. It is completely paid for by the finished works of Jesus. There is no barrier, no locked door, no secret password. There is only a new and living way, and that way is the broken body of Jesus Christ. He tore the veil. He removed all the entry barriers. And it took us right into the presence of the Father. And that is a secret place. The secret place begins with righteousness. It starts at redemption. When your sins have been forgiven, your spirit is made new, and your eternal destination is settled. But after that, something deeper begins to unfold. You start to grow in the consciousness of righteousness. You become rooted and grounded in the love of God. And soon, you begin to live with the awareness that you are not just forgiven, and it's not just that you're going to heaven, but you are the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, right here, right now, with all the perks and all the benefits. Praise God forevermore. This consciousness changes everything. It delivers you from death, yes, but it also lifts you above the pressures and limitations of life. It puts you on top in the secret place when you know that you are righteous. Now let's talk about the word. Hebrews 13 verse 8, the KJV version says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. When I think about the phrase, an open secret, it reminds me of those open tests we used to have back in school. I don't know if you remember when the lecturer or the teacher would come and say, today, you're having an impromptu test. It's an open test, so you can have your textbooks, you can have your notebooks, you can have your dictionaries and all of that. Just write these tests. They were the most annoying things, I tell you. The answers were always right there, but hidden in plain sight. Very hard to find. That's exactly how some Christians live. The life of victory is an open secret. I call it a secret because if you are not born again, if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, the Bible can be on your shelf. It can be like an aesthetic. It can be like a decoration. It's there in plain sight, but you cannot relate with it. You cannot relate with the life of the righteous. You cannot relate with salvation. The answers are in plain sight. And it's sad that many Christians still live like that. Right there in the Word of God, but many times not seeing it. Remember that old saying, water, water everywhere, but not a single drop to drink. That's what it is like when we try to live in the secret place without being in the Word. How many believers know that their healing and their deliverance are right there in the Word of God? And even if they do know, how many are too distracted to actually sit down and feed on it? The world today is noisy. There's distraction everywhere. And so often, the child of God tries everything else before finally turning to the Word. But thank God for His mercy. His love always saves the day. In the secret place, we must build a word culture, a lifestyle of feeding on the Word, not just respecting it, not just saying, oh, this is what God's Word says, I doff my hat. No, not just quoting it, but feeding on it prayerfully, intentionally, daily. I remember I fed on the Word of God until it was impossible to see myself sick, weak, or tired. I was so full of the Word that even when I was walking through some of the most painful seasons of my life, no one could tell. It wasn't because I was hiding anything. It was because my consciousness was higher. And when I was tested in my body, and we knew it was a life-threatening diagnosis, the first thing I reached for was the Word. I literally placed that diagnosis beside the Scripture, and God's Word towered above it. I settled it in my heart. Let God be true. And this diagnosis, this report, let it be a lie. Every morning I was speaking the Word. As I went about my daily routine, I listened to the Word. At night, it was the last thing in my heart and on my lips as I fell asleep. Papa Hagen says it best. Consistent, careful, diligent, reverent, prayerful study of God's Word. You know his story. He was on his deathbed, dying from incurable heart and blood diseases when he discovered from the Word that he didn't have to die or be sick. And God fulfilled the Word that he found in Mark 11:23. And guess what? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. So in the secret place, God's Word must be premium, your first and final authority. You can't ignore the Word and expect to thrive in the secret place. You can't be casual about it either. Your attitude toward the Word must be relentless, not occasional, not convenient. That's a secret. It's an open secret indeed. Praise God forevermore. And finally, I want to touch on our love walk in the secret place. Galatians 5:6 says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and walking through love. Our faith walks by love. I love the versions that say our faith is energized by love, because that is the absolute truth. First, there's the love of the Father. A love that isn't moody or performance-based. It doesn't fluctuate with our behavior. It's fixed, established, and unchanging. Praise God forevermore. I'm always in awe when I think about how deep that love runs. And what gets me every time is this. I could never have done anything to deserve God's love. I could never have done anything to earn it. I can't reduce its intensity. I can't increase its favor. Praise God forevermore. Romans 8:38-39 says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from his love. So my brother, my sister, you are healed not because you earned it or have something to offer God, but because of the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus for you. It was love that sent him to the cross. Once you settle that, your place in the secret place is sealed forever. Now, there's the other side of this love coin, the part we sometimes shy away from. You can't hold bitterness, resentment, or grief and still expect your faith to walk. That's like trying to run a car with no oil. It's a faith that is dry and malnourished. And yes, I know it's hard. The world is full of tension and misunderstanding. Tolerance is wearing thin, literally. Offense is everywhere. The enemy is walking overtime. But in the secret place, we draw from what Paul calls the bowels of mercy and compassion. In Colossians 3:12-13, he says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Forgive, not when you feel like it, not when it's convenient, but because God in Christ has forgiven you. The truth is that some offenses are humanly impossible to forgive, right? The disciples knew that. And in Luke 17:3-5, Jesus told them, if your brother trespasses against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he trespasses against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times turn again to you saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And their immediate response was, Lord, increase our faith. They understood that forgiveness requires divine help. It is supernatural. But when you draw from the master, forgiveness becomes possible because you are not pulling from your strength anymore. You are drawing from his. Mark 9:23 says, everything is possible if a person believes, even forgiveness. Praise God forevermore. Faith is energized by love. That is why love matters. Now, I'm not saying you should pretend that nothing ever gets to you. Even Jesus wasn't smiling when he drove out the money changers from the temple. John 2:15 says, he made a whip of cords and drove them all out. When I read that part of scripture, I can just imagine how his face was. But even then, his heart was pure. No bitterness, just pure love, relentless love. And Jesus' prescription for offense is also so practical. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If your brother offends you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And before we think he's giving us permission to keep malice, he adds, even if he offends you 7 times a day and 7 times comes back asking for forgiveness, forgive him. Can you imagine that? 7 times a day, Jesus raised the bar so high that we would have to draw grace from him. So be quick to forgive. You may not say anything. You know, even Jesus said, rebuke him. Let him know. But you may not even say anything. But don't hold on to that WhatsApp receipt for future reference. Glory to God. Don't undo yourself with your own hands. Resentment is the result of unresolved anger, hurt, or pain. It is silent and sitting, but not for long. Because soon you will begin to belch what you've been sitting on for so long. But just like joy and peace are fruits of the spirit that we must choose to partake of, resentment is also a choice. Yes, you feel the pain of the betrayal and respect because you are human. But refuse that trap that says everything must be dug up and refreshed before you can find peace. What if the person who hurt you doesn't repent and insists that they are right? There goes your peace. So will you be messed up until the person comes back to say, oh, I finally realized what I did. I had an encounter with the Lord. I had a visitation from the Lord. So will you put your life, your peace and your well-being, your joy and your happiness on hold until someone is mature enough to realize and accept that they have wronged you? Even people that know that they have wronged you may never even admit that they have wronged you. And they will make their peace with God and move on. And then you are there, busy waiting for someone to come and acknowledge that they wronged you and apologize. I will hold my breath. Bitterness is a high thing, exalting itself against the knowledge of God. And it is the lie of the devil that tells me that some hearts are too deep to be forgiven. Not when we are drawing from God. Not when we are relying on God. Not when we receive the help of God. Forgiveness is a supernatural thing. It's not something that you do from self-will. It's not something that you master. It's not something that you learn. It is not natural for human man to forgive. It is natural for the flesh to keep score. But forgiveness is supernatural. And that's why the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. There is no hurt or pain that the grace of God cannot heal, cover, and swallow up. And please note, that instruction to forgive doesn't mean you can go around deliberately hurting others and expecting them to forgive you endlessly. That's not Christ-like. If that is your pattern, listen to me, it's time to truly let Jesus be Lord, because the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of love, and love will not deliberately hurt another. Receive grace to become a forgiver. Practice being unoffendable. God will give you wisdom to avoid unnecessary, draining, and bitter situations in Jesus' name. Even Jesus on the cross made sure he forgave his executioners before taking his last breath. Luke 23:34 records his words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is how important forgiveness is. That was the last thing he did. And that is instructive for us. It's not wise to let someone hurt you once and then give them power to keep hurting you again and again by replaying it in your heart. Some people have carried wounds for decades because they keep updating old pain into the present. So now we've talked about righteousness in the secret place. We've talked about God's word being premium in the secret place. And we've talked about love in the secret place. Talk about healing gems hidden in plain sight. Right now, under the sound of my voice, if you're saying, Reverend Ebowo, I've been so hurt by the same person over and over again, and just when I feel like I'm coming out of the water to draw a breath, they hit me again. They repeat it again. I receive strength under the sound of my voice. Let me pray for you. Father, we receive help for your daughter. We receive help for your son. Struggling with offense, drowning in bitterness, literally ambushed by their pain. Lord, the pain is valid. Lord, they are in their right. But right now, we receive the grace and your help to let go. We receive your help to forgive, to forget, and to move on into the glorious and beautiful future that you have for your children. We believe we receive the grace. We believe we receive the faith, the enablement, the empowerment to genuinely love, to forgive, to release, to bless, and to move on into your blessings. We believe we receive this for your children in the mighty name of Jesus. And now if you're under the sound of my voice and your heart is heavy, I feel like someone under the sound of my voice is suffering from a heavy heart, literally. Jesus died on the cross. His heart was broken. When that spear was struck in his side, historians believe that it was the spear that burst his heart and water and blood flowed and gushed out. So many believe that Jesus died of a broken heart. With whatever it is that you're going through under the sound of my voice, you have every right to be upset. You have every right to be offended. But right now, under the sound of my voice, will you join your faith with mine and release your right to be right right now so that you can have the peace that surpasses all understanding? Release that right to be understood. Release that right to be seen. Release that right to be validated so that you can embrace the peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy that flows like a river, the one that heals, the one that comforts, the one that restores, the one that rejuvenates in the name of Jesus. And right now, if you're sick in your body, wherever there is pain, it might be a heart pain, a literal heart pain, and it might be an emotional trouble that is affecting you, causing you to have this palpitation and those sleepless nights. Right now, receive healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Jesus himself took your sins in his own body on the tree. You are dead to sins, the sins that you have committed and the sins that others have committed against you. You are dead to sin and you are alive. Begin to live unto righteousness by whose stripes you are healed. Isaiah 53 says, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. That means that he has taken your sorrows. The reproaches of them that reproach you have fallen upon him. See that reproach upon him. See that pain upon him. See that sorrow upon him. Roll those dark clouds over on him. Praise God forevermore. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. And with his stripes you are healed. Right now, reach out and lay hold on the peace of God. Lay hold on his healing mercy. Lay hold on his healing grace and his faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Sickness, disease, weakness, and pain, you are the curse of the law. And Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Right now, I disallow you from those bodies. I disallow you from those families. I disallow you from those relationships. In the mighty name of Jesus, be healed, be whole, be well. From the crown of your heads to the soles of your feet. I speak peace and sweetness into that marriage relationship right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak understanding. I speak bowels of compassion. I speak tolerance and mercy. I speak the sweetness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not consider one another. Consider not. Consider Jesus. Don't consider the offenses, but consider what great length Jesus has gone and remain in the secret place. Praise God forevermore. Insist on the secret place. Insist on righteousness. Insist on forgiveness. Insist on the word of God. Insist on peace. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And until I come your way on the next broadcast, be healed. Be whole. Be well. In Jesus' name, I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you for being a part of today's Healing Awareness broadcast. You can tell of God's wonderful works on our website, www.manifoldgraceministries.org/testimonies. To know more about our ministry, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. To get more life-transforming messages, subscribe to our Telegram channel, t.me/manifoldgraceministries to join our praying community. Subscribe to Prayers with Ebowo on Telegram, t.me/mgmpwe. Be healed. Be whole.